There are four variables in this equation. They are ability, training, motivation, and attitude. Let's go through them one at a time. First, ability. Let me sum this up by simply saying that if the job this person now holds requires ability far beyond their own, and you can't find a technological solution or an alternative work for this person in the clinic, she needs to be replaced. All right, training. If you have a person who badly needs training, and you have someone who can and is willing to train her, well, then she gets a pass. All right, motivation. If you have a person who cannot give you a criteria to motivate her, bonus, appreciation, challenging work, then what you have isn't a motivation problem. It's an attitude problem. All right, number four, attitude. If you have an employee with an attitude problem and your previous attempts to remedy this problem have failed, you need to replace this person. That's right. Most clinics can work with about every one of the limitations that I've just mentioned. But attitude is one unacceptable characteristic that we simply cannot abide in a clinic that respects other employees and patients. So what constitutes an unacceptable attitude? I'll give you just a few here so that you can be thinking along these lines. One, refuses to train other staff on her duties when called on to do so. In other words, she simply will not delegate, even when you ask her to. Number two, rude to patients. I don't mean once in a while. I mean consistently. Number three, open hostility to your functional staff. Number four, inappropriate interaction with patients. You can use your imagination on that one. Number five, verifiably undermines the sincere efforts of another team member. Number six, pitting one team member against another. Number seven, creating factions in the practice that are pitting one faction against another. Number eight, being lazy or minimizing their contribution to the practice. And number nine, lying about significant events in the practice. Remember what I said. It doesn't matter what you're seeking to avoid by keeping a growth-limiting staff person. It's going to cost you more in the end to keep her than to face your worst termination fear head-on. Another thing to remember, anyone can be fired. Yes, it has to be researched and prepared for, but an employee that is verifiably destroying your practice can be eliminated. Some of you heard the recording we did sometime back with Bent Erickson. He's a person who specializes in preparing for difficult terminations. The attorney group that has provided asset protection services for over 2,000 Whitehall doctors, the Lodmells, offers what they call the Workplace Protection Package that prevents employees from suing their doctor. Let me repeat, anyone and everyone that holds back the practice can be replaced. You have to do your homework, but nothing can stop the doctor committed to creating the ideal patient experience. If you feel you're at a loss for applying any of what I've told you because the entire team meets our definition of a hardcore attitude case, well, then you need another strategy. Here's what we recommend.